The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. Feliz Navidad. This is the Christmas episode.
Christmas. That was my favorite time of year. I always say that.
I know you love it.
But let's talk, you know, I want to talk about a couple, before we dive into different things about Christmas.
Yeah.
I've already had a pretty rough end to this year.
Why?
Well,
dramatic.
Yeah, the guy at the body shop's become my best friend. I feel like I've been there quite a bit. My mom crashed her car on the side. For all you rookie fans out there, I'm a great driver. Let me start with that.
We'll talk about that.
I'm a great driver.
You are awful.
And I made a turn and bumped into Melissa's new car, which was embarrassing. And it became the joke at work. Because we always make fun of her for not having a driver's license, finally getting one and being like a grandma when she drives, and then I bump into her car. And then I want to get this off my chest because we're going into a new year and I have to share a little secret with you.
What?
So while you were out of town,
what?
I actually scratched up the front of your car.
Where was I?
I don't remember where you were.
Like recently?
Oh, I think when you were in Miami, you were flying, you were doing the...
Mira Quien Baila?
Yeah.
And what happened?
It wasn't my fault, but I'm going to have to take the blame. Wait, I mean...
But where's the scratch?
It's all fixed. I didn't tell you about it.
So this is the second time you do that to my car, because this year, by mistake, you said something about my Escalade, and then you... realize that, oh my God, I gave it away. And I said, what happened? What do you mean my car was at the body shop? So he basically...
But I didn't do that. I don't know what that was.
Yes, you did, at work with a garbage can.
No, that wasn't my fault. At work, a garbage can blew into your car, a big dumpster.
Why were you driving my car anyway?
I felt like driving it. But let me come clean.
Anyways, so he didn't tell me anything. It was a big dent. He got it fixed. And then my nanny was laughing hysterical going, oh my God, now she knows. So now you're telling me there's a second bump to my car?
So after Dylan's, I'm coming clean because I want this to be like a fresh
episode
to start
the year. Because you're an awful driver.
No. So after Dylan's birthday, we had the big, you know, the cooking device that warms things up, the warmer. Yeah. And I guess my mom had just put it in the garage, and because we usually keep it in the pantry, and she's put it under the chair where it was poking completely out instead of like lined up against the wall. And I was backing your car out. I have no idea why I was driving your car, but I was backing your car out. It caught that machine on the tire, moved the metal bar stool that's in there, dented the wall in the garage, and completely crushed in your fender and your bumper. Cost me $2,000.
No.
Yep.
How did you get it fixed so fast?
I went to my boy Chris at the body shop, who's dealing with my mom's car now and Melissa's car. And
that's why I don't want my car anymore.
But listen, no, it looks brand new. You didn't
even
know.
I know it does. But you know when you have a car and then you have your first accident, you don't love the car as much anymore.
Well, you know, scratching your bumper that you've had forever that you didn't fix.
My bumper.
On your bumper. You got to scratch it. Yes, you do on the back.
Some little tiny thing.
My point is, it wasn't my fault, first of all. I didn't put the thing there. My mom realized after the fact. She was like, oh my gosh.
And then yesterday, guys.
I put this thing there.
And then yesterday, he comes into the house like going, unbelievable. This is like 2 days ago, he crashed Melissa's car, brand new car, Melissa. I apologize for my husband.
The bumper.
And then, yeah, it's going to cost you a chunk of money to the point that she needs to now take Uber. He's paying for her Ubers. And then he's also renting his mom a rental car. Anyways,
my mom crashed her own car.
So yesterday, the cleaners came to the house and they were unpacking, right, their car, and they left the vacuum cleaner
in the middle of the driveway.
It doesn't matter, but I don't know why you're thinking. I don't know what you're doing. That the gate opens, he comes in, he doesn't see the vacuum cleaner.
I'm coming up a slope.
Smash the vacuum cleaner.
Listen, I'm coming up on a slope and I'm turning. I say hi to them. They smile and say hi. They never had said, stop, let us clear something out of the way. Okay. And then I realized, clunk, 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 I ran over their vacuum cleaner.
I've been telling Eric, what's happening?
No.
Are you happy with your life? Are you like, are you getting a little old? What is going on? You're becoming a little sloppy. And this is the guy, the less sloppy gentleman, the least sloppy gentleman in the world. He is so on it about everything. Now he leaves clothes inside planes. He forgets things before we get to the airport. He's smashing my car and doesn't tell me anything and lies about it. He is smashing vacuum cleaners. And this is the problem. Let me tell you something. This is the problem with Eric. Eric is a worst driver, guys. And I tell my kids all the time, if there is a hole in the street, right? There's a butthole. That's what you call it.
Pothole.
I said it. Pot.
I thought you said a butthole.
No. There's a pothole. He drives straight to the freaking hole.
No.
I've never seen
it.
He could be like this way. Oh, pothole. Clang, clang. It's unbelievable.
Not true.
It's part of your charm.
Anyway.
Potholer.
Well, I was trying to
Hashtag potholer.
I just thought it would be great to come clean this episode.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Is there anything you want to come clean with me about? Do you have any secrets you're hiding?
No,
anything you'd like to share? This is the moment.
Zero.
Drop the bombs.
I have never smashed your car.
I know. Anything else in life you want to share?
Made
any secrets?
Think about what have I done?
You stolen something, lost something, taken something of mine?
Zero. I'm a very clean cut person.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry. Your car looks great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my fault. My mom realized after, she was like, oh my God, Eric, I left
can
that
you
thing
look
out.
Before
How
you...
can I see? It's on the other side of the car and I'm completely just backing out. It's never been there before.
Well, it's a car that has cameras everywhere. So I'm sure that...
On the ground and it's never been there before. But if you just saw the damage, it racked. I mean, it took the whole stool, dented the wall. Alex came and painted and patched the whole
wall. That's why I haven't seen a problem with the wall.
Smashed the whole front of your car.
Oh my God.
Anyways, come clean. I feel much better about myself now.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Glad
you're not driving my car ever again because this is a disaster. I have no secrets. We had a great party, guys. We had a beautiful on the 16th. We did a little Christmas gathering with friends and family. It was so much fun. We did it because Sabella, as part of her Santa Claus list, She requested a party.
Weird.
And when you want a party, I want a big party like we used to do before COVID, because we are the house that we always host people, right? And we threw a party with a magician and DJ karaoke and incredible catering by Carla. It was amazing.
It was a lot of fun. We had the magician was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal. Singing on top of the freaking Dylan singing karaoke.
He had a drink named after him. He's at the bar ordering a drink called the Dylan, a little mocktail. And then it became the Dirty Dylan if you added alcohol to it.
The best mocktail. You know that I am developing with the help of God. And I am developing a brand. A mocktail. I am doing it
but
right
it was
now.
A lot of fun.
Anyways, I'm going to call one Dylan.
True Valentino, like dropping hits in the karaoke. Sing.
Guys, True. What is his character's name in The Rookie?
Aaron?
Thorson.
Yeah.
Aaron Thorson?
Yeah, just dropping
Aaron Thorson,
hits
guys, is
in Spanish, too.
Is talented. True Valentino. True Valentino can sing and act and dance, and he's a comedian. I love him.
We have to have him on the podcast. He's a funny guy. Anyways, let's talk about Roz and Eric, the end of year awards. Between the two of us, who wins the 2023 award for the following? Who was the most patient this year? Wow, we might both lose on this one.
Yeah, we're not patient people.
We didn't have a lot of patience this year. I think it's something that we should actually put in our resolution. We really need more patience. We both did not have a lot of patience with anything or anybody. we were short fused this year.
With anything,
I think we failed that. Who is the most forgiving? Probably equal again, I guess. On that,
we failed on that one too.
Yeah, but we're working
awful
on that.
Best sense of humor, of course. Me. No.
Me.
No.
I am definitely the funnier one in this relationship.
Since when?
Always.
Never.
I make everyone laugh.
No, you don't. I am the funny one. Make anyone most optimistic. I am.
Me.
Are you joking? You're the most pessimistic person. Everything is you're like Mr. Pessimist.
You're okay. You probably win that. Best communicator, me.
Yeah, you communicate
100%.
Yeah.
Most accountable, me.
What do you mean by most accountable?
Most accountable. I'm the one that owns up to any mistakes much faster
than
you.
Like crashing my car and not telling me.
I just owned up to it.
Okay, months after.
But everything else in life, I own up much faster
I'm accountable
you
too.
After I'm accountable.
Really?
We do something wrong and I say, I'm really sorry I did it wrong. Oh yeah, me too.
Okay.
I think I'm the most accountable. Between
the two
of you.
Who wins the 2023 award to the following negatives?
Laziest. Rosalind, no question.
What?
Who gets up earlier every single day?
But that's you, because Dylan calls you.
No,
you're the lucky parent that Dylan goes, Dad, I want to wake up.
Every time
so you get up.
Every time you have any second off, who's under the covers in bed?
What?
You. You're always under the cover in bed, doing everything. No. Who is the first one to, we race every night. Like literally, I'm not kidding you. It is a race, people, to see who can be showered, teeth brushed, and in the covers under the bed first.
It's my favorite time of the day when I go to bed at night.
But who does it? Who, yeah. It's a race every time.
Yeah. Who's the clumsiest, Eric? You are clumsy.
Yeah, probably me.
Worst driver of the year. We had a whole 10-minute conversation about who's the worst driver.
Argue this.
Eric.
This
most
year
stressed. Eric.
No, where do you get stressed? Oh, messiest.
Oh, messiest. You? Are you joking?
Are you joking?
Eric.
Rosalind. I am
how many
very
podcasts
neat
do we do about how anal and OCD I am about having everything perfect?
I'm still
you're the
neat
messiest.
No,
you're
I'm
terrible.
In the tie. Most stressed?
Most stressed?
You. Without question.
No, you're super stressed.
No,
too.
You are more stressed. But okay, who's
stress
more kid stressed?
No, Eric.
No, more
Eric
stressed. We're both stressed.
Who
we're
walks
both stressed
like Speedy Gonzalez? Who is like
I'm efficient.
Everything is
I'm efficient.
Like a mosquito.
I'm efficient.
You are more.
You're more
you
stressed. Most tardy,
me.
Rosalind.
I am
question
tardy always.
All the time.
I am.
Well, we should have thought about these things before the resolution.
Let me ask you something. So what does a typical Roz and Eric family Christmas look like? And what will it look like this year? So we're not traveling.
Yeah, sometimes we're traveling. That's like a big
yeah
party.
We go to Puerto Rico a lot for Christmas. Not this time. How
I think we did the same last year. I don't think we were in Puerto Rico last year. I think it was also a very
relaxed
Christmas.
I don't know what we did.
Christmas.
I think it was with Paul and your mom. We took a
yes,
Nino.
We had dinner
a Nino.
And, yeah, some people came over. It was very chill.
How has your life changed since last Christmas? Oh. How has it changed?
Well, a bit more stressful, I think, this year. I think 2023
was
a more
chaotic
stressful year.
This year was crazy.
Yeah.
The strike and looking
strike
for,
was a problem. Looking,
looking
for a
houses
home was a problem.
And Eric never wanted
oh
to move.
God,
I guess I'm gonna
go
be in my house for another 25 more years. And what else? I'm crashing my car and not telling me.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Dylan started kindergarten that's been
yeah,
really
that
successful.
Good.
What else?
It's just, I don't know why it was such a stressful year, but it was not.
We're developing so many things. Year. We're working in so many things. And then, you know, when you're working on something, and we're going to
have a lot
something.
Of announcements. I'll say in 2024, we're going to have a lot of announcements.
So it was planting
share.
A lot of seeds 2023, working our butts off. And then 2024, 2025, I think is all the fruits are going to.
Of our labor, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What do you try to make it special for your loved ones? What does a holiday season? Oh, we try to make it special. I mean, my mom is here. We try to make things kind of nice. The holidays,
the house, the Christmas tree is always a hit.
Yeah, we do things. We try
the
to
kids
make the
love
family.
Decorating. Yeah, we love it. We love it. What are your manifestations? What are your goals for 2024 besides your health? And you wanna?
I can't even like what you
said.
You
wanna be an optimal 10 guy?
What?
Like Gary Brecka, you know, his philosophy.
Listen, you know, health, but also, like you said, we're planting a lot of seeds business-wise. You know, I'm trying to continue to grow things on the business front. You know, that's one of the things about me that, aside from acting, I've always wanted to be smarter and better in business. And I think that's kind of been my drive going into 24. So I'm hoping that 24 is going to be a year that we continue to work hard and see some of the rewards from it. Like just seeing things come to life.
I think 2024 is going to be very promising. You know what? There's three things that I really want. Number one is I want to do my movie, Diario Mujer y Café. I've been trying to direct this thing for 2 years, and I think beginning of 2024 is happening. I'm excited. It's my next baby. I want to be able to land another TV show. I want to
be in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. I want to be back on TV. I don't want to do a pilot. I want to do a straight to series. So I know that I'm going to have at least 12 episodes. So my movie, a TV show, and I am going back to dance and singing classes.
I like how I'm in that somewhere.
What do you mean?
More time with my husband, quality time, being a great wife, being more romantic in 2024.
I'm just talking about work. I'm talking about work. Then I'll move into personal life.
Okay. I would like, in the new year, to see you, I'd like us to have more romantic 2024, more time with each other.
Okay.
Less screen time.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Not laughing. I'm saying okay.
Can't even contain yourself.
I'm okay.
Oh man.
Well, you know, I was listening to a podcast about menopause and estrogen and hormones for females, and I learned so much, you know, and a lot of times, you know, with women are tired and stuff changes, you know, it has to do with hormones. So I'm taking care of that so I can thrive when it comes to all aspects.
We're
going
to have some new stuff to talk about with Gary Brecka and all that and trying to improve
it's gonna be amazing.
The health. We're
going
to start,
mission,
we're starting
guys.
To work with this guy.
Yes.
He's got the 10X human. What is it?
Ultimate
human 10X.
So 10X, like, yeah. Between Dr. Daryl Geoffrey, which we just had on the podcast, and Gary Brecka, which is another incredible biologist, functional.
Doctor. Or not really
he's
doctor.
Not a doctor.
He's a biologist,
but
he works with a lot
scientists.
Of doctors.
He's an incredible encyclopedia of just how to maximize your health and keep you young, basically. And because we are already, we're middle-agers. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Middle-agers.
Yeah. We're
you know, middle-aged. And we have young children. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to maximize again and be in optimal health condition so we can just be around for a long time and not be around sick and be around tired and be around just, you know, not functioning 100%. We want to be around feeling like we are 25. So we have started this journey.
I have a long way to go for that, but
no, but you're gonna be fine. I think you're gonna be fine. You're not complaining about your leg. Is your leg doing
no,
better?
No, it's always in pain, but it's
all
still?
Right.
Still, yeah, we are.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah, we're working on things.
Anyways.
We'll keep working on stuff to make it better.
So,
but that's the kind of year, you know, we're gonna have a positive, healthy 2024.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Let's talk gifts.
Yes.
Am I getting gifts for Christmas? I know one already. It's under the tree.
That's your gift. You picked out your gift.
But no sorpresa?
Oh my God. In serio. Can I? Well, we're talking about the anniversary gift I got you as a surprise, and then my anniversary gift that came a month later.
I ordered it. It's not my fault. I mean, that you didn't even appreciate. It was so cute. I want to use it.
I mean, listen, I think I got you a great Christmas gift. I don't expect much from you, but I got you a great anniversary gift, Christmas gift. I'd like to, we're different like that. You're very, I think we give each other nice gifts, but our focus is the kids. I don't really focus on it. And then we do, are you going crazy that I don't know about?
Well, you have something.
Last year, I think I got socks and I got some pants and I got and I think I got you some jewelry and I got
what did you get me last year?
It was something nice. And I think you gave me some pants.
I don't know.
That's usually what happens. I feel like I'm the better gift giver.
So there are two things that I want.
I've been the better gift giver.
No.
Yeah, really? I think so. I got you, which we're going to
post about. I got you a Louis Vuitton freaking crossbody bag that you never use.
I got you some really dope handmade shoes, custom made, that are awesome for anniversary. And you got me luggage.
Oh, the shoes.
I think I'm a better gift giver as of recent.
No, my luggage was very expensive. It's a very nice luggage.
It's not about the money.
And it's something you need. I'll tell you something. For my birthday.
Oh my God.
And for Mother's Day. I need.
You're already going a year ahead?
I'm on cow.
8 months ahead?
I'm on cow, is it called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is this device that you use to make your own plant-based milk? So you put the almonds or the cashews or whatever you want to do, and it makes milk.
What?
And I'm obsessed with it. So that's a great gift. Almond cow, no?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cow, it's a machine. It's called Chow, almond chow. Where? Oh my God.
This is what you want. You're talking about your birthday coming next year? Are you talking about Christmas?
For my birthday.
All over the place.
Almond chow.
I have no idea what she's talking about. She wants to start making her own bread, making her own milk.
Yeah, we're going to start doing that.
You got to make dinner tonight. You're so far ahead of yourself.
I also need, you know what I also need, Eric? I would like to have another PRP. I'm on cow. Yeah, I'm on cow. Is this thing over here.
Okay.
And then I need another PRP.
What?
Yeah, for my face, the vampire facial. I need to get some blood work, plasma, put it back into my face.
Okay.
So I don't have to do Botox or none of that. I do plasma.
So
you do it too.
Planting all of these gifts that you want.
And you know what else I want? I want love.
This
I want love. No, listen. I want love, understanding, compassion, mm-hmm. support, mm-hmm. complicity.
Oh my God. This is deep.
A yes day. Oh, I want a yes day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I want a yes day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I want. What do you want?
10 things you want.
What do you want?
Oh, I just want to have a hug. Let's have a good Christmas. I don't need a lot. I don't need gifts.
We're having a good Christmas.
I don't need gifts.
Simple. Yes, you do.
Simple. No, I don't.
You need words of affirmation.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're a wonderful dad.
Just like sex tickets.
You're an amazing husband. Sex tickets. Elaborate.
No, joking, there's the little passes, tickets, whatever. I don't know, I'm simple with gifts. I don't know what you're, okay, yeah, that works. Okay. All those things, you'll be loaded,
so
all
much.
The tree and your
you stuff. You are my favorite Santa.
Thank you. Santa, this might be our last year. Well, this is our last year with Sebi, definitely knowing Santa. Are you listening to me?
What?
This is our last year with Sebi knowing Santa, which is a big change.
What do you mean
is
the last change? The last year?
Yeah, like her fully, she's picking out all her own gifts completely. Last year she was a little bit, but we still tried to play it off.
We need to do the video.
She's now involved with Elf on the Shelf. She painted my toenails.
They're still painted,
she
actually.
She did my makeup.
A week later.
I need you to take it off.
You take it off?
No, I told her to take it off. Unbelievable. But this is our last year with that for Christmas, which is, it's weird having Sabella set up all the Elf on the Shelf and do all that stuff and help me with everything this, because I've been lying to her all these years with this Elf on the Shelf. So this is the first year I'm like, Sebi, go do it. Go set it up.
I know. And we crushed.
Dylan is,
We crushed her.
A few more years.
She was excited. She's like, can I touch them? Because you're not supposed to touch them. So for 12 years, she was not allowed to touch them because they lose their magic. So she's like, can I just grab it? Can I just touch? I've been waiting to touch them. I was like, oh my God.
So much new and so much coming to an end this Christmas, but it's good.
So we are hoping and wishing everybody to have an amazing 2024. We appreciate so much your comments, your beautiful videos and collages. We have a very a group of fans that are hardcore, that they just support everything we do. And we want you to know that it's not unnoticed, that we know you, that we read, and that we appreciate it. We are hoping that a season three happens. You know, we're getting busier and busier when it comes to our schedules, but we truly enjoy doing the podcast and we're grateful. You have anything to add?
No, that was a lot. Thank you, everybody.
Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.